You know, as we looked at this election that just recently happened, a lot of people, you know, are upset actually on both sides. But we're talking about, you know, people in the Black community and how they went out, you know, in mass numbers. And rest assured, Joe Biden won the election because of coronavirus and the way Donald Trump handled the coronavirus. And the second thing, why Joe Biden won is because, you know, at least there's a lot of scared Black people and they don't like the in-your-face MAGA racism. And by me talking to, you know, Black folks, that's most of the two things I'm hearing a lot from them. Just talking to different people that I know. And even some of the Trump voters that voted for Trump the last time, they voted Republican all the way straight down, but on the top, they voted Biden because a lot of them, of course, was upset by coronavirus. You know, some people's families died from coronavirus. People lost their businesses and they blaming Trump on his handling of it. So he lost a lot of his voters that would have voted for him this time around. So let that be clear. If it wouldn't be for coronavirus, Joe Biden would not be the presumed president-elect. But we need to talk about something else. And I believe that we really need to start cleaning house within our own community, because what I'm seeing is that we're so focused on, you know, white supremacy or other collaborators, you know, with white supremacy that's with outside our community, but we're not focusing on those who constantly sabotage us within our community. And we may point out the Larry Elders of the world and, you know, that ilk, right? That's just obvious. But we need to point out one group of people that has cut our throats for more than 20, 30, 40 years is the Congressional Black Caucus and the people that's on the Congressional Black Caucus. Now, today we're going to talk about Jim Crow Clyburn. And I want to start off with a clip, and I'm going to end with this same clip as well to bring my point. So Jim Crow Clyburn was on ABC News, and he was asked a question about his assistance helping Joe Biden revive his dead campaign. Because remember, his campaign was dead. People say, is this guy going to drop out? He's losing primary after primary after primary. Okay. Jim Crow Clyburn had that fish fry that he has every year. That's all he do is a fish fry. He don't do nothing else. And he got behind Jim Crow Joe and the Democrat Party behind the scenes. I know it's what happened. They told Kamala to drop out, and we're gonna get behind Jim Crow Joe, and then we're gonna give you the vice president spot. Because it was weird how she just dropped out all of a sudden, like just abruptly, right? So let's play this clip of Jim Crow Clyburn, and we're gonna follow that up.
How do you want Joe Biden to pay you back?
Pay me back? No. I don't want anything out of this. All I want is a country that my children and grandchildren can be able to develop in and be able to pursue their dreams and aspirations. I've been around. I'm full scores. I'm beyond the promise. So I'm not leaving for me. No.
I think. So you heard Jim Crow Clyburn, a sitting U.S. congressman, says, I don't want nothing. I'm four scores, which he's using terms out the Bible, meaning that he's 80 years old. Okay, so he's 80 years old. He don't want nothing. And that's been his career, that he didn't want anything. Okay, and because he didn't want anything, being a sitting U.S. congressman, it rolled down to hurting you, hurting me, hurting the community. Because he didn't want anything. See, we can't get mad at other groups when they want something for their vote and get it. We can't get mad at them. We need to look at the people who were sitting idly by and not wanting anything. This Jim Crow Clyburn said he wants nothing at all from Joe Biden. Nothing. He basically, what he said is, I is happy to help Massa. That's the only thing he said, what you heard. Now, we're going to play another clip. Now, this clip comes from June of 2019, when a lot of people was pressing about the 1994 crime bill with Jim Crow Joe. I want you to hear exactly what Jim Crow Clyburn had to say, and how he is a collaborator, and how he is going to admit to voting for the crime bill that incarcerated black people. And then I want you to pay attention toward the end of what he said. Let's roll that clip.
Preparing for the House of Representatives in 1992, I knew about two pieces of legislation that had gone on before I ever got here.
Drugs are menacing our society. They're threatening our values and undercutting our institutions.
In 1986, the so-called war against drugs created mandatory minimums, established a 100-to-1 ratio for crack to powder cocaine, and put in mandatory minimums. Now, mandatory minimums were put in 86. They were applied to first-time offenders in 1988.
This is crack cocaine. It could easily have been heroin or PCP. It's as innocent looking as candy, but it's turning our cities into battle zones, and it's murdering our children.
In a nutshell, the president's plan doesn't include enough police officers to catch the violent thugs, not enough prosecutors to convict them, not enough judges to sentence them, and not enough prison cells to put them away for a long time.
And when I ran in 1992, I talked about how bad I thought that legislation was. I was reamed. People took me to task for being against that because the public was for it. And we took this bill up less than 2 years later in 1994, leading the charge on the bill with African Americans from New York, Rangel. Charles Rangel was leading the charge on that bill. And this bill did some significant things. Number one, it took the mandatory minimums off of first-time offenders that was put on in 1988. Secondly, it instituted an assault weapons ban. Thirdly, it put in $3 billion for prevention programs. Fourth, it put in the Violence Against Women Act. That's what I voted for. Now, we could not do everything we wanted to do, but we did all these other things. So I voted for that.
That Barack and I finally reduced the disparity in sentencing, which we've been fighting to eliminate, in crack cocaine versus powder cocaine. It was a big mistake when it was made. We thought, we were told by the experts that crack, you never go back. It was somehow fundamentally different. It's not different. But it's trapped an entire generation.
And so all of this stuff about the crime bill, people talking about, oh, you're just giving Joe Biden cover. I'm not giving Joe Biden cover. I've explained to you why I voted for it. Go ask Joe Biden why he did.
But people say that, you know, it at least perpetuated the idea that more people should be imprisoned. Do you ever think about that, that your support for this bill may have perpetuated mass incarceration as we see it now?
Yeah, I think about that. I just don't think that's true. Suppose we had not done anything and just let the 1986 and 1988 stay in place. Don't do anything. Then where would we be? Remember, we took the mandatory minimums off of first-time offenders. So where would we be if we just let 1986 and 88 stay in place? Do we get any credit for what we did? Or do we keep listening to this foolishness? And that's all it is. It's foolishness.
Heard, he wants credit for assisting in the mass incarceration of black people. He wants credit for that. He gave all kind of excuses, but then he said it was nonsense. Your concerns, my concerns were nonsense. See, this is why I believe that people like Jim Crow Clyburn and all those old school Negroes on the Congressional Black Caucus, they gotta go. See, I think that politically we swinging too high, because let's talk about like reparations. People like Jim Crow Clyburn is against reparations. He's not going to be completely for it. Understand? Remember, he wants nothing. So if he wants nothing, he don't want you to have anything or me to have anything. And let me tell you how sick it is within our black community. I remember when my cousin was running against Al Green here in Houston. And I went to, she had announced her campaign. And, you know, I went up there speaking about different things that, that black people need. They had this old contentious male that was there. And he was making faces. He didn't like what I was saying at all about how Al Green had done nothing for the community. He rose up and said, "Hey, you know, we knew it. We know Al." Okay. Well, the world know, maybe know him too. But what did he do for you? No, he could not answer anything that Al Green has done. But could we have, let me tell you something, we have, like I said, once again, it's that same population, that same baby boomer section in the black community that's also investing in keeping us oppressed as well by putting people like Al Green, Sheila Jackson Lee, Jim Crow Clyburn back in office. It's the older black people who's doing that because they don't care about what happens to us. They're not worried about anything. Listen to what he said, talking about Jim Crow Clyburn said in that clip. So, man, I'm done. I'm not worried about anything. I'm talking about my grandkids. So you want your grandkids to basically be a bootlick like you. And of course, he got kickbacks. This man been in office since 1993. He's been in office 27 years. Y'all is in South Carolina. Y'all kept sending that man back and haven't done nothing but a freaking fish fry. This is all this guy has done in 27 years. And this guy, and y'all keep voting for him, this guy gonna go the way of Elijah Cummings or John Lewis. They will wait until they get sick and pass away before they give up that seat. I mean, you know their bread is butter too good where they don't even wanna give up that seat to a younger person in that district in South Carolina. I believe that what we need to do as a community is have a referendum on all the current members of the Congressional Black Caucus. Meaning, if you're in that boomer generation, I'm sorry, you sold us out and you need to go. I don't hate my people. I don't. But your ideas are too outdated. Your generation got my generation the problem that is in now because you were good with just desegregation. You happy with integration and you gave not a care in the world about my generation or those after me. You did not care whatsoever. You got your congressional jobs. You got any university jobs. You know, you make sure you get your little kickbacks, but the rest of the people in the black community is steady suffering. We need young blood in political power. That goes from all, listen, how you go, even with the presidency, you go from Donald Trump, who's 74 years old, and you trade him in for a 78-year-old man. You get what I'm saying? Well, Barack Obama, at least he was a younger man. You get what I'm saying? Why is it that we can't have younger people running and bringing in young ideas? And the selling out is even, you know, continuing because you heard even Ayanna Pressley recently advocating for everything else but for what's going on in the black community. So if you're not going to advocate for what's going on in the black community and you're talking about you are part of the Congressional Black Caucus, that means you need to go. And this selling out constantly, this I don't want anything, this cannot be the norm. And understand, just as much as Joe Biden has been criticized about that crime bill, Mr. Jim Crow Clyburn, who's been in 27 years, voted just as much as Joe Biden did for mass incarceration of black people. Understand that. This same guy said that defund the police hurt the Democrats. I don't know why they brought up all that nonsense. Because it's nonsense to him, because he gets his check, he gets paid. He don't care what happens to any of you or me at all. He's good. He's on the plantation. They gave him a job. He looked no different than Steven from Django Unchained. That's exactly what Clyburn looked like to me and what he act like. And my thing is, the biggest problem that we're going to have, even getting rid of a Jim Crow Clyburn, is black folks. Because you have a section of black folks that want to be oppressed, they're cool with oppression. And there are black folks that make a lot of money off of their oppression as well. Because some black folks don't want to be free. And they'd rather be in a subjugated position because they're comfortable in that. So they will constantly support someone like Jim Clyburn. That era of, I just want black representation, but they don't have to do anything for me. I just want to see a black face. That's the dumbest thing that black folks ever done, is that you just want to see a black face. A black face, but promoting white supremacist agenda. And then it's not even that. They go up there, they will go promote everybody else's agenda and don't even talk about yours. But yeah, you keep sending them back. You know, my thing is, well, if you promote everybody else's agenda, go tell them to vote for you. And let's see how far that goes in that district. But black folks, you know, we got a clean house. We have to clean house because that particular person has been traitorous. I mean, and you heard that clip. He was mad that people was criticizing Joe Biden. Mad. Because he's on team white supremacy. And we won't have to start accepting fault about these particular leaders that we have in America, in Congress. The few you may have in the Senate, we got to take responsibility on that, because people keep going to put them back in. Now, listen, I've never been against voting. I say vote with a purpose, vote your interest. And definitely local voting is very important. And the next time Jim Crow Clyburn come up for re-election, somebody run against him with a, you know, black agenda. I don't care what party you in. If you have some sort of agenda, because I say we promote being independent here. We don't promote Democrat. We don't promote Republican. We promote independence, because we go where our interests lie. That's where we go in the vote. But he needs to go. Now, remember, the reason why he needs to go is, we'll play that clip one more time.
How do you want Joe Biden to pay you back?
Pay me back? I don't want anything out of this. All I want is a country that my children and grandchildren can be able to develop in and be able to pursue their dreams and aspirations. I've been around. I'm full scores. I'm beyond the promise. So I'm not leaving. <here. laughs> No.
I think a man that says that he don't want anything is translation that I'm going to make sure black people don't get anything. So when you come up talking about reparations, remember, he don't want anything. And how dare you asking for something? See, you saying that I want something for my boat is very offensive to Jim Crow Clyburn. Extremely offensive. How dare you sit up there and ask for something? I helped Joe Biden get elected. And I don't want nothing. So why you think you should get something? You understand what I'm saying? This is how this guy thinks. And let's look at something else. Let's look at Clyburn. Clyburn, you know, because all these particular people that's in Congress, all of them go there with a job that's maybe a six-figure job, but at the end of the day, they come out there looking a lot better than you. So they say right now, according to Ballotpedia.com, Mr. Clyburn's net worth is $468,511. He's not one of the richest ones out there. I mean, now a few of the richer ones would be like Nancy Pelosi. She is, you know, she has some money, a salary for the rest of their life, even if they leave Congress. They get the health care that you don't get, free health care. But these people have done nothing for you in the community whatsoever. So if this man is saying this, you know, Sheila Jackson Lee, of course, saying this, she's not even, you know, have our background or promote, you know, what we need as a community. You know, Al Green, he's another one here in Houston. You know, they don't promote anything. Al Green has never been that venomous. He's never been that hard in the paint about anything in the black community by putting a bill, but he made sure to go put a bill to impeach Donald Trump. I mean, Houston needs a lot of things. The black community needs a lot of things. And he's never put up a bill about that. You understand what I'm saying? That this is dumb. These people sit up here and betray us every single day. And once again, we need to start, like, they try to shame black men for silly things like voting for Trump. I think it's silly. If a black man want to vote for him, it's his business. We need to start shaming, tar and feathering all these people in the Congressional Black Caucus. We need to start looking at all their records, how they vote, what they're saying, what they're not saying. And then we need to make sure to look at, you know, ballotpedia.com, find out when they come up and get them out. And it's going to take the local grassroots to get out there to get them out in your local communities. That's what's going to have to happen. Are we going to keep having the same old, same old? And me personally, I'm just saying for myself personally, I understand it's a marathon and not a sprint, but you know what? You know, personally, I'm tired of that, but a lot of things with this stuff, because it's like, do you guys want to perpetually be at the bottom? Do you want to do something about it? Because a lot of you talk about you want to do something about it, but when the rubber meets the road in the voting booth, you know, you know, a lot of times you go put these people right back in office. So do you really want to be free like you're talking about? Because see, one thing about me, I don't believe in wasting my time on anything. Yes, I will always give the news. Yes, we will expand. But when it comes to certain things that I'm passionate about, you know, I can get, because I'm the type of person, I could be like that and say, you know what, hey, as long as I'm good, I ain't worried about nobody. I ain't worried about none of them. I got mine, let them get theirs. You know what I'm saying? But I do care more about my community than just worrying about myself. Because we got enough people in the community that's worrying about ourselves, right? And so we need to start cleaning house within, you know, politically. Also cleaning house within our neighborhoods. You know, we need to start cleaning house. All that killing each other deal, that stuff got to stop. Because how can we progress and yet we got people sabotaging us within the community? Like, one thing other groups don't do politically is collectively sabotage their own movements. They don't do that. They don't. And this is why they get things. Yes, everybody has their own infighting. Yes, people, you know, disagree within every community. But when it comes to them getting something for their group, they on point with that. They're not fighting. They don't have people in their group saying, I don't want nothing. That's why people look at black people as stupid. I'm just be honest with you. A lot of people look at black Americans as stupid people. Everybody uses black Americans, step on our back to get different things. And we're stupid enough just to be the mule that let everybody, you know, ride along. We're dumb. And people look at us as dumb and they treat us like we're dumb. I'm just calling it what it is. I'm talking about collectively. I'm not talking about individuals. You may not be that person, but collectively we have been dumb for a long time. We have people like Dr. Claude Anderson told us exactly what we needed to do to get out of that stupor. Yet we still follow it. We can't stay on code. I mean, as a collective, not a section of us, the collective of us. Like, reparations would benefit everybody. That should be a message. No matter what you agree with or don't agree with, everybody should agree with reparations. But you got black folks that don't agree with reparations. Like, something that would even benefit them. I'm like, what is wrong with you saying? Like, I don't see no other group doing that crap. Like, if they feel they have a claim to something, they want it. They don't say, I don't need that. Well, why should we get that? You know, you got black people saying that. Like I said, that's why everybody look at us stupid politically. We're silly people to them. Now you have new people saying, hey, we want something for our vote. And they don't want that. They want to quash that. They feel now that, well, listen, Jim Crow Joe is in there, maybe they'll be quiet. But like I said, I'm not going to be quiet. I'm going to keep more pressure on Jim Crow Joe than Trump. I will say that much, because he owes. When he put out that tweet talking about black people helped him get in, oh, he owed black people. He owed. And if he don't pay, then I will be the biggest critic of him, and I will be the one pushing it for people. That'll be the first time I say, you know what, don't vote for him. And now you don't like to tell people who to vote for, but I will tell you not to vote for him if he don't do nothing for black people. And don't come up here, well, y'all didn't say nothing during Obama. And we learned a lesson from that. So now Jim Crow Joe and Kamala gonna have to give something. I know she said that she's not only gonna do something for black people. No, she ain't the president. Let's call that what it is. So I'm not really coming to her about anything. She's the vice president. So, you know, we'll say this much of this. We got to get rid of all the collaborators, starting with all the old schools. Listen, if you're 80, Nancy Pelosi in her 70s, like it don't matter what community we got, they got to go. All of them got to go. Go home with your grandkids. Go live your life. You mean to tell me you don't want to enjoy your life with your family? I mean, you've been up there 27 years, 30 years. Some of y'all been up there 40 years and you still don't want to go home. I mean, seriously, you that power hungry? I don't understand it. It's silly. But let me know. Like I said, we'll leave a situation on YouTube. Let us know what you think about Jim Crow Clyburn and how not only has he done nothing for black folks, he collaborated with Jim Crow Joe Biden with mass incarcerating black people. He was upset that people was calling that out and said that, do we at least get some credit? That's what he said. He wants some credit for helping mass incarcerate black people. He was upset. And at the end of the day, once again, he says he wants nothing. He wants nothing. And that means you shouldn't get nothing either. Thank you for listening to the Philip Scott Audio Experience. I hope you learned something from our program. Make sure if it's your first time here, go and check out all the episodes that we have. Stop binge listening. That way you can get acclimated to everything that we're talking about. If you like our show, and we would greatly appreciate you liking the show, support us monthly. You can do it as little as a dollar or more. Support of the show helps us to keep going, helps us to change, upgrade, buy equipment. You know, eventually we're going to start bringing guests in, and we want to make sure we put on a great show for you guys. So support is definitely something that we greatly appreciate. We definitely appreciate all our supporters that we have now. We love you. We cherish you. Thank you for everything that you're doing. See you next time.